Okay, Rabosai, hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Pei Gimel, and we have the tremendous chus of finishing the seventh parak of the Masechta and beginning the eighth. That will be obviously smack in the middle of today's daf. Right now, we are here on Pei Beis on the Beis, not the two dots on the bottom, but the two dots on the last skinny line. I'm going back to a quote from our Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah had said, if you remember, right, in Megadlan Chazir Bechol Makom, really should be a two dots after that Bechol Makom, but it kind of makes you think, when I first learned this Gemara, I remember thinking that it was one of like the 10 decrees that we had from Ezra, Rabbi Yochanan, but really it's just a quote from our Mishnah. Gemara says like this, Tanar Rabbanan with Andra Braisa, Kishet Tzaru Beis Chashmonai Zel Ze Haya Hurkanos Mi Bifnim Ve'aristoblus Mi Bachutz. The sad demise of the Chashmonaim, which we don't talk about Hanukkah time, inevitably, right, they ended up taking the kingship and as well as being obviously Kohanim, and that was inappropriate, right, and they ended up having some sort of civil war. And so, sure enough, Hyrcanus was inside Yerushalayim, he had control, and Aristobulus, right, was on the outside, kind of with the Romans, right, and it was basically laying siege to Yerushalayim. V'chol yom, and every day, Hayim Mashal Shim Lahem Mekupa Dinarim. Right, they would, or Mishalshalin, whatever the gears is, they, meaning they would lower down, people in Yerushalayim would lower down some payments, some coins, and they would bring, on the way back, right, they had like an elevator system, and they would send down coins, and they would send back to Midim, right, animals for the Korban Tamid. There was a certain, you know, Zakin, an old guy who was familiar with Chochmas Yevanis. That is a big discussion in Achronim exactly, or in the Rishonim as well. What exactly Chochmas Yevanis is? Obviously, it translates literally as Greek intelligence or Greek wisdom. It could be Rashi elsewhere says that it's some sort of sign language. Right? Pashas, obviously, the thing your mind jumps to immediately is Greek philosophy, because that's what they were used to. Okay, either way, whatever he used, Amar Lahem, he said to them, Kol Zman She'ozkin Ba'avoda, Ein Nimtzarim Biyedchem, right? As long as they're going to be able to do the Avoda Beis Hamikdash, right? You're not going to be able to do the siege, meaning you're hurting your own cause by sending up animals for the Karbanos. So Lamacha, the next day, Shoshul Dinar Bekupa, sure enough, they sent money down, Ve'helu Lahem Chazir, and when they brought back, right, they sent back up a pig. When the pig got halfway up, right, it kind of put its its hooves, right, in the wall. Before there was an earthquake, 400 parsa by 400 parsa, and those who amru chazirim. At that moment, where, right, they made a curse, and someone who, you know, kind of raises pigs. Sure enough, our person should be cursed if he teaches his son. Right, Chochmas Yevanis. Well, also Shoshanino, at that moment they taught the Maisa Sheba Omer Meginos Tzatzrifim, which Shteilechem Bikas Ein Socher. They brought the Korban Omer from a place called Gergos Trifin, and the Shteilechem, the Korban they brought on Shavuos. That was from Ein Socher. Now, normally, that's a Mishnah in Yevamos. Yevamos Minachos. Right, obviously, the Korban Minchos. Right, normally, that they would bring the Korban Omer, right, and the Shnei Lechem from close areas. But Pashas is those are farther away because they weren't able to get it from locally because, you know, Pashas is probably because of the siege or whatever. I mean, they couldn't rely on, right, on the Jews that were laying siege to Yerushalayim to give them stuff like korbanos. Okay, fine. Vayter. Chochmas Yevanis Miasira. 1 second. The Gemara says, hold on. You're not allowed to learn Chochmas Yevanis. Vatani Dim and Rebbeisa. Amar Rebbe says, Beretz Yisrael. Right. Loshon Sursi Lama. Why did they speak Sursi? That was kind of a type of Aramaic. Oh, Lashon HaKodesh, O Lashon Yevanis, right? Meaning you shouldn't learn Sursi. You should speak either Hebrew or Greek. Right? V'am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Bavel Lashon Arami Lama. Why do they speak Aramaic? And Bavel, oh, Lashon HaKodesh, O Lashon Parsi. They should either speak Lashon HaKodesh or, right, or Parsi or Persian. And so obviously, he said that you should speak Greek, so that can't be Osir. So anyway, they said, Lashon Yevanis L'chod, L'chachon Yevanis L'chod. Yeah, the obvious answer is that that's not Chochmas Yevanis, that's just Greek language, and that's fine. Chochmas Yevanis Miasiri, but another kasha. Would really, it's also to learn Chochmas Yevanis. From Rabbi Yehuda, Meshmuel, Meshumer, Meshim Gamliel. They said, "Eini Ola Lanafshim Kol Benos Iri." Again, I can cry. Again, that pasuk is an Eicha. They're crying about all the other families in Yerushalayim. Meaning, the pasuk says, "Eini Oli Lanafshim." My eye, right, is as disgusting to myself, I mean, more than all the daughters of the city. What does that mean? Because Rav Shimon Gamliel said that Elef Yolodim Hayu Beis Abba, there was 1,000 children right, in my father's house, descendants or whatever. 500 of them studied Chachmas Yivanis. And only one who is left is me and my cousin in Asya. Actually, we see that again. Unfortunately, they got wiped out, right? But that's already. You see that Ram Gamliel's family was learning Chachmas Yavanis must be Mutar. And that wasn't, the Gemara does not answer that was the reason they got wiped out. I mean, that, it seemed to be an appropriate thing to do. So Gemara says, Amri, they said, Shani Ram Gamliel, Shayu Krobim Lamalchus. No, they learned it because they were close to the king. Right? I need to know right, Greek wisdom, Greek Chachmas Yavanis, right, to be able to deal with the Greeks, probably in the Romans, I guess, probably in the Romans. Good. Talking about the Braisa, Hamasaper Kumi. If you have a Masaper, a Sapar in Hebrew is a barber. So if you have a haircut, that's this Kumi type haircut. Hari Zemedarke Amori. That's the ways of the Amorim, right? You're not allowed to do that. Right again, probably shaving, right? Some sort of payas, I would imagine, some sort of bald haircut. Avtolmus Bar Ruvain. Apparently, Avtolmus Bar Ruvain. He threw the Saper Kumi. Apparently, he had his haircut, and it was mutter. He was allowed to. My Mepnei She who carved the Malchus, because he had to go to the Romans. He had to look like them. He had to impress upon them, right? And that was important. Shalvei Shem Gamliel. He threw them Saper Chachmas Sivanes Mepnei She carved the Malchus. And sure enough, similarly, Ram Gamliel's family. Also, they were able to learn this Chachmas Yavanis because they had to deal right with the king. Okay, well, that's not obviously a blanket heter if you're in the government to shave your pay off or whatever. But okay, that's the story. Well, you got all them as a kelev, elim kushu b'shal shalos. Right? Can you only have a dog if it's tied up? As said, that was a quote from the Mishnah. Right? Tanur rabban one of the rabbis. Well, you got all them as a kelev, elim kain kushu b'shal shalos. Right? Again, which we just said. But you can have a dog in a city on the border, right? And you can tie it up during the day, but at night, right, when it's dangerous and you need it to kind of roam around and make sure there's nothing going on, so you could let it loose. And also, nobody's out, right? Again, it's not like they had electric lights, right? No, basically, sundown, right? Everybody was in their houses. So if there's somebody sneaking around, right, it was probably no good, and that's why you could let the dogs go. Tani Walandan Rabbisa, Rabbi Lazar, Godel, Omer, Megadol, Klav, and Megadol Chazirin. Someone who raises dogs is like he raises pigs. It's my nafkamina, why would you say that, right? Why do you have to say it like that? Right, it seems to, right, it's not a halachic statement, right? If you're not allowed, you just say it's usher. So the Gemara says, "Lameka maleba oror." Question is, right? Again, we curse. If you remember, we just said that there's a curse on someone who raises pigs. So question is, right? Is there a curse on someone who raises dogs or not? Okay, so he said, yeah, it's the same thing. So we would compare it. And obviously, it depends on what type of dog, etc. If you have some little Pomeranian or something, obviously that's not what we're talking about. Again, in terms of halacha, right? People have dogs nowadays, etc. There's obviously there is literature that raising, as you see right now, the Gemara, that raising dogs is not so good. But okay, fine. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Minyomi, Amar Rav Nachman, Bagal Ki Ir Hasmucha Zepardami. Again, just to add one more point, right? Pashas is, and I haven't looked this through in the halacha, but it's also similar to, if you remember, the Gemara said about cats, where there's a black one, it's a white one, right? The white ones are dangerous, and the black ones are even mannered and even keeled and mild tempered, whatever the word is, mild mannered. So again, Pashas is probably, I would imagine that it. Okay, I haven't looked into the halacha, so I'll just cut it there. I'm Rav Yosef Bar Minyomi, I'm Rav Nachman. Bavo Kiir Hasmucha L'Sapar Dami, Targum Naharda. Again, Bavo also was like a place with a border, and then we're talking about the city of Naharda. Darish Ravi Dostai Divin Biri. Darish on the following pasuk. When Chol Yomar Shuvah Hashem Revoz Alfei Yisrael, pasuk we know, we take out the Torah, that's what we say. L'Lamedcha teaches us, She'in Shechina Shor L'Yisrael, Pachos Mishnei, Pachos Mishnei Alav Mishnei Revoz, right, unless Shechin is not Shora, right, on Am Yisrael, unless it's 2,000s and meaning 2 10,000s, meaning 22,000 people. Now again, the Gemara says elsewhere, right, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shora Shechina even on one person, when one person is learning Torah. Okay, so they have to probably check out the Marsha. I didn't get a chance to, but check out the Marsha to see exactly what the significance of that number is. And usually, the Marsha weighs in on these agados. Anyway, it's 22,000 people. As a Kosh Baruch Hu is Shorei Shechina, Vaisa Isha Muberes Beneihem. If someone is pregnant, right? Meaning, if you have 21 1999, and a woman was pregnant, Ruyu Lahashlim, and again, meaning if she gave birth, that would make it 22,000. But a dog barked. V'ipila and Rachman Atzlan, she lost the baby. Nimtza zeh garem the shkina shetalak Mishrael. Right, you see that causes the shkina to leave Amisrael. Right? That's why a person shouldn't have dogs. Now, obviously, this is a very, very random story, and Pasha says there's more going on here. Behind the scenes, but okay, that's something again I didn't get a chance to look into. There was a woman who wanted to go bake bread. She went into a house to break bread. And sure enough, the dog barked at her. And Amarla Mare, and the master said to her, right, don't be afraid. I took out its teeth. I mean, I took out its sharp teeth. So Amarla said to him, Shikuli Achaziri. Very nice. I mean, the chesed that you gave me, right, telling me not to be afraid, right, you can throw it into the garbage because covered not valad, because I've already lost the baby. I already feel Rahman al-Islam that the baby has been, she was pregnant. Right, so I already feel that I had a miscarriage, so don't tell me not to be afraid because it's already too late. Ain porsin nisman leyonim, where you can't throw out nets for doves unless it's with outside of 30 risks, which we said, if you remember, was about 2.5 miles. Ballpark about outside of the settlement, right, to make sure you don't steal it. So Gemara says, "Mi other kulehai, right? Doves don't go that far." That's not another Mishnah. Marchikin is a shuvach min ha'ir chamishim amah, right? Doves only go 50 amas. If you have a dove, wherever doves live, right, house, whatever it is, birdhouse, right, you have to have 50 amos, right? That's not far at all. So Rabbi says, Mishad Shay Tuva, but Makarsaya Bechabisham Amamalia. Right, yes, they can fly very far, right? But, right, again, if they're filled, if their stomach, the Kurisahu, their stomachs, Bechabisham Amamalia, they're going to be filled, right, by 50 amos, right? At that point, right, they can't eat. More than that, right? So if you keep it 50 amos away from the city, so then again, you have to make sure, the dove won't necessarily. What's it called? They won't eat after the first minute when they fly. It doesn't mean they can't fly after they eat. What the Gemara says, is that if they fly, so within the first 50 amos, they're going to eat. They're going to be full, and therefore they're not going to eat anybody else's grain afterwards. Therefore, you have to keep that 50 amos outside the city so that it'll eat your grain, and then when it flies or whatever, it won't eat someone else's grain. I'm going to buy a major. Fine. Does a dove really only fly 30 ris? Even if you're in a yishuv, right, in the city or a place where people are living, where you can't put these nets out, even it's 100 mil. Right, that's already 30 ris is 4 mil. Right now, what you're telling me that you can't even do it for 100 mil. So I'm Rav Yosef, but you should crumb it. No, that's talking about whether it's vineyards. Right, again, obviously, we don't want the dove to eat that stuff. Rabba Amar Yishuv Shovim. No, it means a Yishuv of Shovchim. I'm sorry, that dove houses. Right, meaning that if you have a bunch of dove houses, meaning if there's places for them to rest, then the doves can fly up to 100 mil. But if there's nothing there, if there's no vineyards, no doves, no houses for doves at all, right, so then they can only go 4 mil. Okay. Typically, Mishum Shovchim Gufayu. Okay, so let's. Why don't we just say, right, that you shouldn't be able to, have these nets, right? If there are dove houses in the neighborhood, why do you have to make it 100 mil? Right? If there's no dove, what's the word for it? Dove? I keep on saying dove houses. I don't know, I forget. No bird houses for even 5 mil. So then there's not going to be a chance that it's going to get 100 mil. Three possibilities. Either you can say we're talking about a scenario that the there are no Jewish ones, but there are Goyish ones. So we don't have to care, about being so close to a Goyish property. Not that it's mother is still from a Goy, but we don't have to necessarily be as careful about his property. Or you can say that there are dove houses, but they don't belong to anybody. Or the guy has, 100 mil. Right, or worth a dove coat, that's the word, a dove coat. Huh. Okay, anyway, so therefore you don't have to worry about stealing anybody else's because, again, that's, he's got his own, right, so that's what he has to worry about the other ones, right, that might come, but from far away, but his own, he's not going to end up stealing his own grain, etc. All right, Hanra Lach Maruba, and we go weiter to Perek. Ha-Chovel, again, more or less is going to talk about damaging your friend, right? The knas and the other fines and the amounts of money that you have to pay when you damage somebody else. That's what we jump into right away. A person damages his friend, punch him in the face, knock his eye out, whatever it is. You got to pay five things. Nezek, damage, the tsar, the pain, ripui, right, the refuah, the doctor's bills, sheves, the fact that you can't work, and boshes, the embarrassment, right, if that is involved. Benezar, ketzad, how does it work? Damages, simas, eno, katas, yadu, shibas, raglo, if he knocked out his eye, or cut off his hand, or broke his leg, rono, so ki ilu, hu eved, nimka, vashok, you see him as if he's a slave that's sold in the marketplace, vishamin, kama, hayyafa, kama, hu yafa, and evaluate how much he was worth, right, and how much he is worth right now. Rashi says, we're talking about an eved ivri. Interestingly enough, I think it's the Rosh, if I'm not mistaken, says that it's an Eved Kenani. Right? Those prices are wildly different because an Eved Ivri goes free at Yisrael. An Eved Ivri is at Yisrael, goes free at Shemitah and Yovel, and Eved Kenani obviously works forever. Okay, fine. It's just a fascinating split there. Tsar, and what is Tsar? So that's Obashvud, Obamismar. If you have some sort of pain, whatever, some sort of, if you look at Rashi, masmer is, in Hebrew, it means a nail, but that's not what it means here. It means kev hamaka, how much, however, it hurts. Afilu al tziporno, right, even if you damage him on his fingernail, right, which doesn't do any actual damage, right, makom sheino osa chaburo doesn't actually damage them, but still, like, om kama, kama adam keyotzi, but rotza litol lios mitzarekach, right, obviously it hurts. Right, it's not going to leave any lasting damage, but if you do, even if some sort of injury, that's not going to leave, you know, any damage, we still evaluate how much a person would be willing to take, right, in order to experience this kind of pain, right? How much would be willing to, right, a person, like a classic high school dare, I'll give you $20 if I, you know, stab you with, I don't know. So how much a person would be willing to take, right, to experience this type of pain, that's what you have to pay. Ripoy, what's the refuah? So he ko, if a person hits him, so chayv l'raposo, right, you have to heal him. The Bach adds alubot smachim, if the injury lingers. It's in machmas hamaka chayev in loshem lo shalom machmas hamaka poter. There's any complications, something arises, if it's because of the injury that you gave him, so then you're chayev. If it's not, if it's just something else, right, so then you're poter. Chayso v'nistra. Let's say it got better and it got worse, so you chayev l'raposo, right, you have to pay for all of that. Chayso called sarcha, but if it healed completely, so then you chayev l'raposo, then you're done, right, even if he has the same kind of, symptoms afterwards. Sheves, what's Sheves? Ronos okilu shomer kishuim, right? You don't have to pay according to his wage, right? If he's a brain surgeon, you don't have to pay his $100 bajillion salary. We just say how much the minimum shear is. The minimum type of job, Shomer Kishulim, he's watching over gourds, right? He's sitting in a field making sure no one takes gourds. So, okay, that's not a high paying job. So, Shekvar Nasamo Dmei Yadu Dmei Raglo, and the Gemara, the Mishnah just explains, because you already paid, let's say you cut off his hand, so you already paid for that value. So now we're going to say you have to pay for what's the smallest amount of work you could have done, right? So, again, we're not going to pay you big bucks here, we're just going to pay the minimum job, right, that a person could have taken. And boshes, the embarrassment is a call of you, mavish, or misbayish, right? Again, that's all evaluated depending on who the person is. Rashi already says, adam kal, or adam chashuv, if a person's a chashuv person, and he's very embarrassed, so you have to pay a lot of money. Right, if a person's a simple person, so then you don't have to pay him so much. Okay. Vaiter. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says why? One second. And this basically we're going to go through the rest of today. We're going to figure out why we have to pay for damages. Right? So now, why do you have to pay? How do you know that? Right? Pasuk says, "Ayin tachas ayin ram rachmana." Right, pretty famous pasuk. Eye for an eye, yeah, eye for an eye. So the Gemara says, "Ema ayin mamish." Right? How do you know that you pay for the damages for the injury? Maybe you lose your eye if you knock out somebody's eye. Maybe you should also lose your eye. The Gemara says, "Lo sagadai dech." No, don't think that. The Tanya, as we learned, the Rishon says, "Yochol simas eno mesame es emo." Kate is yado, shiva is raglo, shava is raglo. Maybe you thought if you put his eye out, you lose your eye. If you cut his hand off, you lose your hand. If you knock it, break his leg, you lose your leg. Tamalama, the Pasuk says, make adam, make behema. That's the Gemara ties those together, right? Again, you damage a person, damage an animal. Ma make behema l'tashlumim, af make adam l'tashlumim. Right, just like, right, if you damage an animal, obviously you pay for it. So too, if you damage a person, the Gemara says, not I, but the Gemara says, "Vim nashlach omer." Or if you want, you could say, "All right, omer." Another answer. Right, the pasuk says, "Lo sichu kofer the nefesh rotzei achashu herusha lamos." Don't take a monetary payment for a murderer because he has to be a rush. He's getting put to death. The nefesh rotzei achi atalokech kofer. Yeah, for a person who gets killed, so that you don't take a monetary payment. That you don't take kofer. Aval atalokech kofer the rashi yevarim sheino chozer. But he would take money, right, if a guy knocks off a limb that is not going to return, right? Chop off his finger, right? So then you're going to take money for that and not, you know, do the same to the other person. So the Gemara, just as an aside, I saw a beautiful chat by Shmuel Golden in his Sfarim on Chumash. He says, why would it, if the Torah didn't mean it, right, Ayin Tachas Ayin, why would it write it like that? Right? It's such an ambiguous, strange, we have to come through all these drushes, we're going to see more drushes. Why didn't the Torah just say, if you knock out someone's eye, you pay him for it? Why did the Torah say eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, right? It's so dramatic. So he said very beautifully, I thought it was a fantastic answer. He says, because you should view it as if it was that bad. Meaning the Torah is saying, you damage someone, you knock someone's eye out, right? You're going to pay him $100,000, you're going to pay him $100? You're going to pay him $1,000? Yeah, okay, so people won't be so careful. But you should view that. That's a tragedy. That's a terrible thing that you're doing. Right? You knock someone's eye out. You cut someone's hand off. Right? Now all you have to do is pay for it, yes, but like, be careful. That's a serious offense. That's a terrible thing. Right? You should treat it with the gravity as the Torah treats it. Right? And you should view it as if you deserve to lose your eye. You weren't careful. Okay, yeah, I thought it was a very, very beautiful shot. Weiter. Hi, Makkah. So the Gemara says, one second. Which Makkah, right, are we darshaning out over here? Makkah Be'emah and Makkah Adam, right? We said Makkah. Which Makkah is that? Ilema Makkah Be'emah Yishalmano Makkah Adam, you must. If it's the pasuk of, if you damage an animal, you should pay. And if you hit a person, you should get killed. So Huba Kutluk, that's talking about killing someone. If you kill an animal, if you kill a person. So we're talking about damages, right? We're not talking about killing. Ela Mehacha must be from this pasuk. Makkah Nevesh Be'emah Yishalmano Nevesh Tachash Nevesh. If you kill an animal or you damage an animal, you should pay. Nevesh Tachash Nevesh. If someone claims, right after that, Vishki te mumba miso, if a person damages his friend, kashar sarke yasilo, like he did, you should give it to him, i.e., and you should, theoretically, it means you should do back what you did to him, but we know it means monetary payment. So Gemara says, one second, the hailav makahu. But that's not talking about, that doesn't have the word damage in it, doesn't say the word maka there. So Gemara says, yeah, karmina, we're talking about hitting somebody, we're talking about damages. Just like the damage you do on an animal, right? The injury you cause, damage is probably not the proper word. The injury is probably the proper word. Right? Just like the injury you cause in an animal, you have to pay for it. So to the injury you cause that person. But the pasuk says, right? If you hit somebody, right, you have to put the death. The Gemara says, but mamon. Right? No, it's talking about you pay. You don't get put to death. You pay money. The Gemara says, my mamon. How do you know? Ima b'misa, mamish. Maybe you really get put to death. Well, not just like the Torah says you should die. Maybe it means it. The Gemara says, no, lo sago daitach. No, you shouldn't think that the Torah says that if you injure someone, you get to put to death. Because chada, first of all, da igish lamaka behema yishalmena. First of all, we have this hekish to damaging, to injuring an animal. Vod, and also Ksib Asari says right after that, kasher yitin mum ba adam keni nasim bo. Just like you put a mum, an injury on a person, so too you should do for him. And was therefore we see we're talking about money. The Gemara says one goes back and says, umay im nashach kamar. Why did you ask, give me another answer? Right? We had two possibilities. Right, one that it was either makan nefesh behema, right, shalmena. Where is that? Sorry. My in nafshach, right, no, higher than that, I'm sorry. I mean, we said, how do you know that you don't lose your hand? It said, makan adam makan behema, but we had the drasha makan makan. Then it said, vin nafshach lomar, or you could say, it said, lo sukhu kofar on the nefesh rozeh, ashu ra shalamos. That only a person who's going to get killed, right, doesn't get kofar, but someone who injured someone is not going to get killed, he pays money. So Gemara says, why do you need two reasons? My in the shachlama. Why did you bring me two psukim? Su, and also kakasha the Tana. Right? There's also the Tana. You also has kakasha. My chaz is the alfis mimaka behema. Right? Why should you learn it out, the halacha out, from injuring an animal? Yolif maka adam. You should learn it out from injuring a person, killing a person. Right? And therefore, you'd be chayv misa. So, and meaning, therefore, you should get what you did to him. That's what Rashi says, right? Rashi says, Nelef Mimaka Odom, Shenerag Mamish, that you actually get killed. Obviously, if you kill a person, you get killed. So Amrei, who said, Dunin Zigin Minizigin, Vein Dunin Zigin the Misa. Because we'd rather learn a halacha of injuries and damages from another case of injuries and damages, and we shouldn't learn the halacha about injuries and damages from a case of Misa, we're going to get put to death. The Gemara says, Adarabba, what do you mean? The opposite logic makes more sense. Dunin Odom, Odom, Vein Dunin Odom, in the Himba. You should learn a case of person on person injury, right? One case is injury, one case is death, or you killed somebody, v'ein danin adam mibehema, and you as opposed to learning a halacha from injuring a person on the one hand and injuring an animal on the other hand. So Gemara says, yeah, that was the kasha. Hainu d'gamar, d'gatani, that's why we said, im nashach lamar, that's why we brought a second proof. That's why we said, harei omar lo sikul kovar nefesh rotzeach, ashu rosh alamos, ki mos yumas, nefesh rotzeach, right, yeah, tell lokeach kovar, aval tell lokeach kovar, the roshay varm, chenim chozer. That's why we brought that second drasha, right, that you can't take kovar for someone who's going to die, but you can't take kovar, you can't take a monetary payment from someone, right, who injured someone else. Pai lo sikul kovar, the nefesh rotzeach, lemute roshay varm, huda also, the Gemara says, one second, that pasuk doesn't teach me that you shouldn't take, that you can take money, from someone who cut off someone's hand, for example, someone who caused them to lose a limb, right? That pasuk lo sikul kovar nefesh rotzeach. That teaches me hami bailei. That teaches me the amar achmana lo savi beitarti. Right? That teaches me that you shouldn't do two things to the guilty party. Lo tishkol minei mamon utekatlana utekatli. Right? You shouldn't take money from him and kill him. Meaning that lo sikul kovar nefesh rotzeach. Meaning it says don't take money from a murderer because you're going to put him to death. That teaches me you shouldn't kill him and take money from him. Kamar says no. We learned even sagas makos. Hi kedei rishaso nafka. That we learned that out from the pasuk of kedei rishaso. Right, rishaso his evil. Right, you only give him one punishment and not two. Right, risha achas atamachayv v'vila tamachayv mishum sheir rishayos. You only mechayv him for one risha, for one evil doing, meaning one punishment and not two. Ah, v'katim in bayale, but don't we need that pasuk of lo sikul kofer dekam rachmana lo tishkol momonu v'tupatre, that you shouldn't, instead of killing him, that you should take money, right, from a murderer and let him go off, right? That pasuk needs to teach me that. So Gemara says, imkein lechto rachmana lo sikul kofer la sher hu roshalamos. Right, the nefesh rotzeach lamali. Right, it should have said, right, that if that was all it needed to teach me, you say we would have said, don't take money, right, for a person who is a rasha and is going to die. What is the nefesh rotzeach lamali? What is it? Why does he use that lashon? Shishmamina the nefesh rotzeach yitzal lokeach kofar aval yitzal lokeach kofar the rosh yivam shenim chosrim. That's therefore we learn that rasha that for a person who's going to get killed, you don't take money to payment, right, but for someone who knocked off a limb, rachman l'tzlan, so then you should. Okay, so now once you this pasuk of slow sikul kofar, what do you need the connection? Right, we said maka adam maka behema. Right, why do you need that gzeir shava or whatever the drasha is? So Gemara says Amri, they said imehai, if they would had just low sikul kofar havamina, you might have thought iboy eno nesiv iboy dame eno nesiv, that you might have thought that you have a choice, that you can either pay him for his eye or take your own eye out if you don't want to lose the money. Some people are crazy like that, right? They love their money more than they love themselves. So you might have thought you had a choice. Kamash Malan, therefore the pasuk teaches me behema, right? Maka behema, maka adam, ma maka behema l'tel shlumim, af maka adam l'tel shlumim. Right, just like if you injure an animal, right, then you have to pay. So too, if you injure a person, you have to pay as well. Okay, we'll go back to you on the Hilchos Shas tomorrow with some more drushes about this. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.